Example 5. Now you can hear the harmonics that are qualified in words you speak, especially when you sing a tone and hold them out. Let's try a word like joy, hello, why. These are all words that qualify harmonics, normal words that we speak each day. We're not aware of them as we speak them. When we use them in sacred song and chant, or we use them for meditation, they can be harnessed. The power of these vowel sounds can be harnessed, even though they're somewhat subliminal, and they can greatly contribute to the way that you are able to enter meditation and to an attunement of your own bodies and your own energy centers. Look on page 58 at the evocation of joy and the evocation for manifestation. Look at the tones and the words that are spoken on those tones. The tones used, the tone, the basic generating tone, is an F sharp. Joy, joy, joy of beauty, fire, fire, fire of love. Now I'm speaking them very carefully so you can hear the harmonics. Try this same exercise. If you can't do it on the F sharp, try it on an E. Joy, joy, joy of beauty, fire, fire, fire of love. Try that. You can go very slowly. Joy, joy, joy of beauty, fire, fire, fire of love. Now practice the evocation of joy and the evocation for manifestation. Go very slowly. Do the best you can to read the music and to milk all of the overtones out of each word that is spoken on each tone. And when you get so that you can hear them, you can go faster. And finally, you can go at the proper tempo and you will understand subliminally what's going on. Joy, joy, joy of beauty, fire, fire, fire of love. Joy, joy, joy of beauty, fire, fire, fire of love. You'll notice that the meter is a triple meter. This is a fiery meter. Beauty, beauty, joy, joy, beauty, beauty, joy, joy, beauty, beauty, joy, 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 now, joy, now. That's done three times. That is the proper tempo. All these tempos, these times, the duplets and the triplets, all these meters have been very carefully studied and understood and applied in Indian music for ragas and other kinds of applications that are sacred. And we can use the same principles when we ourselves do group chanting. So the section on the composition of group chants is important for people to go over very carefully.